Corbin was deemed a rogue and dealt with as such. He killed one of my pack members, I continue. And that pack is? Taylor hisses. Fraser, I confirm. His features seem to soften a bit. I wonder if he was concerned. I was from the East Pack, so I say. Dalton is also dead. More whispers and murmurs. He killed and abused his right as an alpha and was too far gone, I announce. So help us how? Taylor inquires. I give him a smile. He's nervous of me, I can tell. I don't want him to be nervous. I want him to have faith and trust me. I want this pack to improve and become better. Let's start with a new set of rules, I begin. New rules? A member whimpers. All the rules that Corbin gave? Remove them from your thoughts, I announce, keeping my eyes on Taylor. But we'll be whipped, another whines. By whom? I inquire. Silence. Corbin is dead, and there is no pack beta, I say. Although Taylor, would you like to fill that role? I ask. Me? He inquires. He seems genuinely shocked I would ask him. He seems stable enough compared to the rest of the pack. Yes, I confirm. Okay, he says, pulling his gaze from mine. Alpha? I'm not used to being called an alpha. Hell, I've never even been a beta. I'm here because I go to school nearby and can help reestablish the pack. I'm going to need guidance from my alpha, Chris, though. All right. I'm Alpha Elijah, and you can call me Eli. I don't care if you use alpha or not, but you need to show respect, I announce. Taylor Barron is my beta. There are murmurs around the room, but no one challenges my words. The rules of this pack shall be simple. Follow the alpha and beta's ruling, I say. What about mates? Someone asks. Choose who you will, or who your wolf chooses, I reply. But humans, another trails off, are fine. I'm not Corbin, I say. You will not be punished for having a human mate. What about a vampire one? Someone else asks. Oh boy. Has word spread about my beta sister? It can only be the reason this pack is asking. Any mate you choose is fine, I confirm. Any more questions? How long are you staying? Taylor inquires. For as long as I'm needed. A few days have gone by since I met with the pack. I've established some simple ground rules in regards to their questions. Surprisingly, a lot of them have come to me about concerns. They've also been getting help and counseling with their PTSD. Quite a few of the pack members suffer from PTSD. Most of it was caused by Corbin in his reign. I'm sure some of the PTSD was including Dalton as well, since both alphas were in league with each other. Speaking of, I'm wondering how M is holding up with the East Pack. Not that he needs much help. He used to run as alpha for our own pack until our alpha finally took his position. It took him having Luna chase for that. Chase? Her and I were together for a time, before she knew she was a wolf. Even still, her wolf would never have chosen me. Choosing my alpha is proof of that. I think she made a good choice. I wander into the empty living room of the estate I'm currently living at. Alphas of the packs usually stay at the community estates, as we call them. They're the homes of our alpha and Luna, but they also serve as the community house for meetings and such. I slump down on one of the couches and pull my phone out. I go through my contacts until I find M's name, and I call. Eli! I hear his cheery voice say. Geez, I'm glad he's having a better time than me. Ugh. Eli? He asks. Sorry, I say. Just thinking. Things going well? I inquire. Sort of. Dalton left this pack a mess, he replies, his voice more serious. Oh, the cheeriness was because I called, not because he's dealing with a better pack. What about you? He asks. I've named a beta. His name's Taylor Barron. That's good. You've gotten a little further than me. I don't know who to trust for that position yet.